Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Something came across my feed this morning and I want to share it with you. Could this be something that makes sense if we were to do it across the nation? Could it be a complete mistake to restrict the age for kratom use? Will it even do anything? As we all know, people that want something will always get their hands on it. It's never necessarily worked that well to restrict ages for any particular substance. Yes, for the most part, it does reduce the use because access is limited, but it doesn't eliminate the use. So it would be a very similar circumstance if kratom was considered for this. As you can see here, this was the article, Florida is considering putting an age restriction on kratom use. So let's see what it's talking about. Stick around. I'm going to share the screen with you guys right now so we can take a look at this. Is it the right thing to do? Is it the wrong thing to do? Who the hell really knows? But we are going to talk about it. So 9 hours ago, Florida kratom for customers under 21 to be banned if this bill passes. What is this bill? The controversial drug is on the shelves of hundreds of businesses around the state. Gosh, what's going on here? Enough with the ads. A Florida Senate committee on Tuesday advanced a proposal that that could have major implications for the state's kratom industry. The measure, Senate Bill 1076, would ban the sale of kratom to young Florida residents and would make it 21 and above. And then it would put in place a series of quality control regulations around kratom products. It would require kratom sellers to affix a label to any product with directions for suggested use. Violators would be subject to a $500 fine for a first offense, then $1,000 for subsequent infractions. Senator Drew Gruters, Republican Sarasota, the bill's sponsor, said his measure would help the state crack down on unscrupulous businesses selling contaminated kratom products to customers. As long as it's safe and as long as it's marketed for what it is, I think people should have access and have the availability. We just want to eliminate the bad actors and those people that are turning the product into something that it's not. Interesting. So based on what they're saying there, I don't see the relevance of restricting the age. If you want to eliminate the bad actors, then yes, regulating and putting in place some kind of framework for quality control, that makes sense. I get that. But making it 21 and above has nothing to do with bad actors or mislabeled products or even contaminated kratom. So I guess, once again, as they're putting together these bills, they're just kind of shoving multiple different aspects that they want to get passed into one bill. So who knows what else it says? There may be even things in there that has nothing to do with kratom. I don't know. I am curious about it, so I might go and try to locate the bill and see if I can get through it in some manner. Usually they're very difficult to read, to say the least. But it is really, really curious to me that at first, with the headline and the opening statement, which was we want to restrict the age, but then put together a legal framework for quality control. And the purpose is specifically for all the things they mentioned. None of those things have anything to do with age. It's already 18 plus. People that want something can get their hands on it. I mean, restricting age may limit access, but it doesn't eliminate access. So the question becomes, is it the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? What do you guys think about this? What if this happened across the nation and it only became 21 and above for kratom products? Much like everything else, right? Alcohol, tobacco, cannabis, and virtually every state now. What's next? You know, when we see the legalization of psychedelics like ketamine and psilocybin, which is already happening, are those going to be age restricted too? Let's be real. Those are having serious positive impacts on people's lives right now. Depression, anxiety, stress, hopelessness, all of these things are being aided and are showing positive results with ketamine therapy, psilocybin therapy, and the like. So those may not have restrictions. I did hear a story about this. I think I was on Reddit or somewhere, and somebody was talking about how they got a recommendation from their doctor to get ketamine treatment. This is out of Canada. But then their insurance didn't cover it. And it was like $10,000 for a year's worth of treatment of ketamine therapy, besides the point. But seriously, though, those things do have medicinal use. Could they also be age restricted? But if we look at the reality, depression, hopelessness, anxiety, those don't have age limits. Okay. They don't discriminate based on age. Young people feel those things too, and they struggle with those too. And sometimes it could be a lifetime of it. So that wouldn't necessarily make sense. Whereas when we look at kratom, let's say, or even cannabis, let's make that comparison too. Both of those have tremendous medicinal benefits, and we've seen it. It's not to say that not any one of these things can't be overused, and we have seen cases like that. I did cover a video about what dependency looks like, and we did a Reddit edition of that. So does that mean people 18 to 20 don't or can't see benefit from kratom? And if they could, are they just going to be asked out because of these age restrictions? Again, this is just for Florida, but what if it was the entire nation? What then? You're going to basically eliminate millions and millions of people who could have access. And it doesn't mean they can't get it. A lot of people will still be able to get it, but it will limit access to those who could really use it and who are benefiting from it. Like myself, for example, I've been dealing with lower back pain, knee pain for 10 to 15 years. And, you know, 15 years ago, cannabis was the only option. And so that's what I did. And then when I discovered kratom, it's been helping with my back pain. It's been helping with my knee pain, among many other things that I do to deal with those struggles. So if I was 18 and it was restricted, I wouldn't have that ability to find that relief that I'm seeking. So leave them down below. I'll catch you guys on the next one.